a sports genius, a former NFL player, and a millennial bro. This is Mad Radio with Mike Meltzer, Seth Payne, and Paul Gallant.
Everyone, it felt, was acting like, oh, the Colts are leaps and bounds ahead of the Texans. They're not leaps and bounds ahead of the Texans. They're like a step ahead of the Texans, but this is a soft team. They are fraudulent the way that they played in Kansas City. I mean, they were terrible on offense. And think about this. In the last six quarters, that Indianapolis Colts offense with their vaunted offensive line scored 6 points. Six! Yeah. Because the block punt touchdown that they scored to get on the board at first against Kansas City. It's an offense that has Andrew Luck, T.Y. Hilton, a good offensive line. That's it. They are not as far away as people would like you to believe they are from the Houston Texans.
This is Mad Radio, presented by Allstate Siding and Windows on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
We are into the 8 o'clock hour on a Tuesday. James Harden poured in 57. Rockets beat the Grizzlies last night. Pat Mahomes, does it bother people in Houston that Pat Mahomes is so great so far? Now, the Texans did not take Deshaun Watson over Pat Mahomes, but I just want to, like, put this question to the air. It does not bother me, for the record. It does not bother me really to any extent because of the talent around Mahomes and the coaching that he's getting from Andy Reid.
Well, and I think you said it right at the beginning, too. It's not like they passed up Pat Mahomes for Deshaun Watson. And I don't... If I went back and saw some ranking that had Deshaun Watson as 400 times better than Pat Mahomes in the Texans war room or something, then there might be a talking point. But I think that so far, Pat Mahomes has been different than Deshaun Watson in the ways that I expected, which is that Pat Mahomes has incredible arm talent. Like, unlike many other guys, like, I'll include Andrew Luck in that way. Pat Mahomes does things throwing the football that Andrew Luck simply can't do. And when you put him in the situation that he's in, it makes sense that he's outperformed Deshaun Watson in a lot of respects. I guess the question becomes, all right, and I asked this at the beginning of the season when Mahomes was just on a breakneck pace, is where is the downside in all of this for Pat Mahomes? Like, where can you reasonably see him coming back down to earth? Like could you possibly envision him being like an RG3? And my answer is no. I just simply can't. Like, so where does Pat Mahomes settle in? Does he continue along this pace? Nobody's the MVP every single season except for Tom Brady. So like, where does Pat Mahomes settle in?
He hasn't had a bad game yet, so I don't know. I mean, this season, every single game, he maybe doesn't have the wins against the top teams, but he has played well in every single game. Yeah, maybe he had a couple of interceptions against the Los Angeles Rams, but
he's had some bad stretches at the end of games, but it's not like it was an abomination of a game, right?
Or at the beginning against the Patriots, but he has had a brilliant stretch, I think, in every single game that he has played this season. And I think what we were expecting out of Mahomes coming from college, I think there was a lot of reservations based off of the fact that he played in the Big 12, and you had to wonder, okay, well, how many big games did Texas Tech play in? It's practically zero. But I think more than anything, what has surprised me, what we have seen from him thus far, is that this is a big game, this is a big moment, and I'm not shying away from it. Even in losing efforts, it is equal to that of Watson right now.
Well, and I guess, though, because that part doesn't surprise me, I guess it's him with his decision-making and not taking too many risks. I think that still possibly can jump up and bite him next year because they still only have 1 year of film on him, because he takes some chances with the ball, and some of his decisions I don't think are necessarily the wisest decisions, but he gets away with it. Now that he's got a full year of tendencies under his belt, I do wonder exactly what might become of that. But then the other thing, too, is just, his entire career, is he going to have Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, Travis Kelce?
Andy Reid?
Yeah, Andy Reid. Andy Reid, he could concede. Andy Reid will...
I think Andy Reid might be...
I don't want it too morbid here. Andy Reid doesn't keep himself in the best shape.
Are you sure about that?
Are we?
What, are you certain?
What are the chances that Andy Reid continues to thrive like on into the future?
George R. R. Martin is doing more with less.
How old is Andy Reid? He's probably not as old as we think. He's only 60.
Yeah, he's only
so he's got another 10 years in
him. He's only 60. Wow.
Even at his unhealthy BMI, I think he's fine.
So he's only 60. So that's amazing.
Pat Mahomes might never play for a guy other than Andy Reid. Like, there's that to consider. Why would Andy Reid quit? He seems like he's the happiest he's ever been.
Why quit this quarterback?
Yeah.
That's definitely true. I mean, the only thing I can think of in terms of Mahomes playing poorly is what we've hinted at, which is basically like a few stretches here and there. I can think of some of the throws that he made late against the Rams when he was under pressure and kind of heaved the ball. But that's about it. And I'm criticizing him for some throws in a game when they scored 51 points, which will win you 99% of games you play in the NFL, if not higher.
He has a better supporting cast than Watson, and we can keep saying this over and over again, and I know when we compare the two, we're going to be comparing these two guys for a while.
Right.
And I think right now it's fine to start the comparisons to say that Mahomes is better. I remember I asked this question on Twitter a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't phrase it exactly in the best way because I think it came out as me saying that people are pissed off that Mahomes is better than Watson. But I think the people were at the time, before the end of the season, or before we saw Watson stink against the Colts in the first round of the playoffs, I think people were hesitant to admit that Mahomes has taken a step past Watson at this point, which he has. He has, and it's not the end of the world. I mean, a lot of career left. The issue
You've got a natural troll in you too, because when you phrase it that way, like Mahomes is better than Watson, that's like saying that's like a global assessment of like, yep, this is how it is and this is how it will be. Where
it's not how it will be though, it's in the moment.
Right, I know, I'm just saying like the way you phrase things, like you get a lot of heat not just because of it. Like it's a natural, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, don't get sensitive about it. It's just like that's a naturally trolly thing to do. Like how do you feel now that, Mahomes is better than Watson?
Troll.
He definitely had a better season, but, like there's no doubt about that at all.
To say it's trolly means that there's like an intent there, like I'm trying to instigate people.
Right, no, you do it without even realizing it. Like that's just, that's your natural personality. You know that.
It's abrasive. abrasive and troll I think are two totally different words, but, As far as where they're both at right now, the reason it bothers me, and it has nothing to do with where they were picked, because that was what most people were like responding to me when I first put that out. They're like, oh, well, it doesn't matter. Mahomes was picked before. I'm competitive by nature. I want to have the better quarterback. I want the quarterback that is in this city to be better over time. And I feel like you should want that too. I mean, even if you don't have necessarily the wins on the wall that the Kansas City Chiefs do and could potentially get a Super Bowl this season, I would want to have the best quarterback. Cause that's one of the things that I remember growing up, Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning. I was always like, Manning, get out of here. Brady. Which I was wrong, I think, at first in his career, because Manning, early on, versus Brady, who was basically a system quarterback at the very beginning, game manager in his first season, at the very least, where they won the Super Bowl, and a guy who had a really good defense that just didn't screw up in the two Super Bowls afterwards as part of the first three that they had. I mean, Manning was better over that stretch as an actual individual talent. Brady, over time, got better and better and better, and really, I think in 2007, it's where you finally saw him on the same level as Peyton Manning from a talent perspective, too.
I agree. And as far as the draft pick, yes, Mahomes went over Watson, but hypothetically, these guys could have been in different drafts. It's the AFC, and this is going to be one of the teams that's going to be in front of you as a roadblock to get to the Super Bowl. So even if the Texans had not picked, even if the Texans had picked Watson over Mahomes, which they didn't, it's still a roadblock, and you want your quarterback to be the best.
I think that... And it's important to point out that Sammy Watkins hasn't been healthy for the entire season, too. So it's not like Pat Mahomes did all of this with those.
Right.
But when you had, and especially when Kareem Hunt was still there, because now, I don't know. As much as, for some reason, people were dead set on saying Kareem Hunt made zero difference at all in their production. And yet, since Kareem Hunt's been out, they weren't quite the same offensively. So it matters at least a little bit. Let's talk about when Pat Mahomes was really humming along and it was just like just scoring touchdowns at a ridiculous pace. Has Tom Brady ever had, and this is why I say, like, let's hold off on, like, saying, like, one is definitively better than the other. Has Tom Brady ever had Sammy Watkins, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and a Kareem Hunt is at his skill position? Four of your five potential receivers, so let's see, when they had Randy Moss,
we had Randy Moss, Wes Welker, they had Dante Stallworth, who was at the very least an elite athletic talent.
Did Gronk and Moss were never at the same time, right? Okay.
I think that's the closest with Brady in 07, where it seemed like they had a bunch of elite talents.
Well, and that's where I'll go with Wes Welker, though, too. Like, Wes Welker is one of the best slot receivers ever, but also kind of like slot receiver became a thing because Tom Brady and what he could do with Wes Welker. I don't want to take anything away from Wes Welker, but I don't put Wes Welker up in the same extreme physical skill set.
That's fair.
Throw all that speed on the field and then there you go.
Moss had one of the best seasons of all time with Brady. So I think maybe you could say, well, when you have a talent of that level, are any of the talents that the Chiefs have quite there? I suppose
I guess Hill's speed is just so unique.
Hill is unique, but Hill is not like, hey, I'm just going to throw it straight up in the air. It sucks to suck if you're a defensive back. Like, sorry.
Yeah, he's not Randy Moss, obviously.
And Kelsey's right now, he is the best receiving tight end in the league in terms of what he's able to do as an actual playmaker.
Him and Hurts.
And as far as what Andy Reid has been able to do with talent on his team versus what Bill O'Brien has done outside of having Tom Brady as his quarterback, like, I can't sit here and say that I think this is going to be much different for the next 5 years. Like, what? If
Will Fuller's healthy for a long period of time. I mean, if the Texans have Watson, Hopkins, and Fuller, I feel like there is
a
fighter's chance. Yeah, you're right. There is a fighter's chance of, from a statistical standpoint and from a, hey, we're talking about this standpoint of us saying that Deshaun Watson is in the same conversation as Patrick Mahomes. The thing is, Watson cannot have the amount of bad games that he had this past season, because he had a lot of bad games this past season, and Mahomes had bad moments, but I don't think there's any one game you can look at and say, oh, Mahomes was awful in this one.
Yeah, well, and the big thing, too, with this year specifically is that Deshaun was coming off his ACL. And I know you guys disagree with me on how much that affected him this year. Like, I never once saw a single moment where I thought he looked as athletic as it is his most extreme athletic moments last year. He had some very impressive moments, but if I'm thinking about that Bengals run or several other moments, I don't think he was quite as fast, and I think that returns next year.
744 text in on the DWIattorney.com text line at 713-572-4610. Mahomes' success only bothers me because I had no idea this was coming, and I watched him a decent amount of Texas Tech.
I feel somewhat the same.
I remember watching him. I was on the field in the Texas Bowl when he played LSU, and I could just tell the physical talent was off the charts. It's really almost the perfect example of a team truly developing a player in like the best situation possible, with the best kind of coach for him, the best kind of talent around him, a good mentor sitting for a year. I mean, it's been a completely ideal set of circumstances, and I say that not to take anything away from Pat Mahomes, but really to address that specific point.
It's also, in terms of the Will Fuller effect, I guess it's important to always point out that they weren't that good with Fuller in there this year. Like, the offense Deshaun wasn't having his best performances until he stopped throwing so many interceptions. And Fuller played the first seven games, was it? The first six or seven games.
Sounds right.
You know, and through those games, Deshaun had thrown a pick in every week of the first five games, six games. So I don't think it's as simple as, hey, Will Fuller is the bomb for everything. And there's a whole lot of pressure on Bill O'Brien. Like, if you can't ever come close to replicating those seven games that Deshaun Watson had in his rookie year, I have a hard time thinking that's on anybody except Bill O'Brien. You know, unless we find out that Deshaun had some kind of, there's nothing about Deshaun that would lead me to believe it's his fault at this point.